Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 18th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the iPlayer has fantastically linked up with ITV, Channel 4 and 5. Now, they all run a video on demand service, of course, and the BBC is hoping that people are going to go there instead of going to each of the individual sites, of course. They've called it sharing the linked love, but I think there's a bit of a war going on as to who goes to whose browser first. Yes, but the BBC are winning by a long way. Virgin Media has boasted a 5.8% rise in revenue. The fourth quarter results are in, and apparently they had a really good one. That couldn't be for the fact that they've raised their prices by any chance, could it? Yes, they've got 4.8 million subscribers, and they shape up nicely against BSkyB. And the good news is that their HD boxes are going to be out there all over the place. They've already got 40% of their customers converted, so that's very nice too. Well done, Virgin, you deserve it. And thank you for my 50 meg service. I would like a bit faster though, if you got it. In music news, the Ministry of Sound is looking at its policy of sending blank file sharing letters demanding payment from people because of the recent court decision which has affected it. ACS Law got a good old slapping and they followed their principle, and they've been told that they need to stop what they're doing. Ministry of Sound have now gone, yes, well, of course, it's very, very wrong and we shouldn't have been doing it. I don't know what came over us. Sony has launched Music Unlimited in the US. $10 a month gets you all-you-can-eat music. It looks absolutely fantastic. If you pay the $3.99 a month, then it's going to give you a radio-like service based around preferences and genres, very much like Pandora and Rhapsody. If you pay the $10 a month, though, you can eat what you want, and you get absolutely no advertisements. Curiosity is the service. Go and have a play. Whilst it's really fantastic, people are worried that they're going to leave iTunes, but they've denied that that's the case. They'll still be in there, don't worry. Apple and a lot of other companies are looking for a tax holiday in the US. Fortune's making this report. Apparently, there's a 35% tax rate for companies who are importing funds. And Cisco, Duke Energy, Pfizer and others are looking to get money back in from offshore accounts. They reckon it could be as much as $35 bajillion. No, they're saying it's $1 trillion in cash that's parked overseas. I've got to say that's not very good, but maybe that's what Obama wants to talk to Uncle Steve about today. Verizon Fios TV service is now offering ESPN channels, so if you're a bit of a petrol head or a sports fan, then you can get as much sport as you can possibly cram in your face. No word on price, however, but the good news is that there could be support for other authenticated devices coming soon, like tablets and phones. Won't that be fantastic? Now, if you're on PlayStation Network, watch out, because if you're a hacker, they're going to cut you off. However, there is an incentive to stay on the PlayStation Network, because via a Toyota Highlander promo, you can get a free movie every week on your PS3. From now until February the 21st, you can get the Da Vinci Code. Well, it's only 5 years old. For the week of February 22nd, you can get Big Daddy. Well, that's 10 years old. And for the week of the 1st of March, you can get Ghost Rider. The week after that, it's Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell, which is a great film, but come on. It's 5 years old. Gougeface has created the iPhone dock for your Harley Davidson. It takes all of the data out of your Harley Davidson and shows it onto the screen while you're driving along. Isn't that absolutely gorgeous? If you want to know your engine temperature, your fuel levels and all those kind of things, then it'll do it. It's $250, but it is rather dandy. And two Dell employees on Monday got themselves in a bit of hot water, because apparently the new Dell Streak interfaces with the Harley Davidson as well as, and they went round in biker helmets shouting threats in the Dell offices, and they called 911 and the SWAT team was called. Oh dear. A bad choice of stunt, was the quote from the Dell spokesman. Yes. The Met is going to give you 3D glasses. Yes, they're an opera house, I know, and they're in New York. And if they're doing opera, why on earth do you need 3D glasses? Well, the reason is there's a whole load of mind-blowing effects that are going to be put on in the background as well for you to watch. Someone needs to tell them that live stage productions are already in 3D, and they don't need any more than that. I want to go to the opera to listen to the opera. I don't want to go to watch a movie. Come on. I wish 3D would just bugger off. Route 66 has got a fantastic new application that comes out with your cell phone. It's called Augmented Reality. Yes, you heard me right. They're going to augment the reality of the street before you with a car on it, and you're going to follow the car up and down the street. You can still look forward and still see the road whilst looking at your sat-nav. The fact is that the picture is ever so slightly out of skew with what's the real image, and I can't see that it's very legal, and I also can't see that it's very safe. But if you want to have a play, go to Engadget. There's a picture there to have a go with. And finally, Flaming Lips have created a tune for 12 smartphones. Now, these guys are quite innovative anyway. They created an album that came on 4 CDs, and you had to play the 4 CDs simultaneously. So unless you had 4 CD players, it was a waste of time. Their new album is kind of similar, except you need 12 smartphones, and you have to download it all individually and put it on the 12 smartphones, and you have to press play simultaneously on all 12 smartphones. Unless they didn't already know, you've only got 10 fingers, and that would be pretty impressive on its own. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again in another few hours for the Bagel Tech Photo Show at 11 o'clock. Just me and Kyle today, unfortunately, though. The other two are working. At 1 o'clock, we've got the Mac Show. And then at 10 p.m, we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show as normal with a full house. And Mr. Carrie Holtz will be returning with us. Come along and have a listen, if you possibly can. Go to bageltechnews.com and click on the live link to watch us live on Ustream. If you're not joining us, have a good day and have a good weekend. And thanks very much for listening.